And talking of St. Francis Hospice, I'm joined by Anita McCarthy, who's arrived here. And she knows what she's doing, which is good that one of us does. Anita, I think you're going to tell us a load of things that you've got on planned coming up at the hospice. Is that right?
Yes. Scott, we've got lots coming up. And we're really hoping that there will be something here for everybody to get involved with and to support us.
Right.
And a really exciting one to kick off is our Big Orange Quiz, which is taking place on Friday the 22nd of this month, March. Right. And that's at the City Pavilion in Collier Row. Mm. And that is just an amazing night out. We've got 7 BBC eggheads who'll be leading the rounds. So.
But do they actually know because the answers? Because sometimes I believe you can buy an answer, but there's no guarantee it's right. Is that right?
Well, there's a good chance. You've got a good chance of getting the right of that is an extra way we can make that people can support us by buying answers. So yes. Don't worry if you don't know, if you're not a quiz whiz. I mean, it's just a brilliant night out, and last year we had 900 people come along.
Wow.
And you know, I spoke to Barry Simmons, who's one of the eggheads, and he said it's the biggest quiz they've ever been to. So we're hoping that it's going to be even better this year. And we've got some great representation from Phoenix FM there.
Yep.
Steve Davis. Steve Davis.
Yes. Chris Hood.
And Chris Hood are co-hosting, which is really exciting.
Excellent.
Chris hosted last year and he was brilliant. He was fantastic. So it's great to have Steve there in person, because last year he led the music round, but via the screen. So we've got him here in person. So this year. So it'd be brilliant if people can come along. It's such a great night out, and it really is a great way to support us. I mean, it's quite a cheap night out, really.
Yes.
We're asking people to pay £15 a person, and that includes a donation of £3. And for that, and then you can bring your own food and drink.
Right.
So, I mean, people make a great picnic evening out of it. Last year we had roasts, lasagnas. People get quite exciting about this.
You've got a new location this year, haven't you?
Yes, so we're in Collier Row.
Right.
And there we've got we can get even more people in. So we're going to hopefully make it even bigger and better. And again, it's just down the road here from Brentwood. So it's only sort of 10, 15 minutes
Excellent.
In the car. And again, as I said, a real star lineup of the eggheads. Such lovely, friendly people, really supportive. They get out and they mingle with people. They've no problem for photos. But again, just a fun night out. So I know we've got some serious quizzes about, but for anyone just wanting to come out and have a great night and have a go,
yes,
we always know a little bit more than we think, you know, everybody.
Well, some of us do.
We've all got some random knowledge there.
And
a great way to sign up, they can find out more, and that's on our website at sfh.org.uk. so that's a really great one. I mean, I think everybody can come along to that. That's, you know, it's such a great event. But and I've got three challenge events that we'd love people to sign up and to support. And the first one is the Vitality London 10,000. So it's a 10K run through the streets of London. So you got time
rather
to train.
You than me. Are you taking part?
I'm not running in this one. I'm taking part in one of these events, actually. But this one's on Monday, the 27th of May. So it's the last bank holiday in the year. And we've got exclusive places. So it's a really, you've got still plenty of time to train. It's a 10K. The weather's starting to get a bit nicer.
Yep.
Great way to get fit for the summer. And just to do something really good, and you get a great medal at the end, so it's all worthwhile.
Yep.
And great, giving us your support means a lot to us. And the next one, this is a cycling event. This is one I'm actually doing with my husband. Really, really great event, the Prudential Ride London Surrey. It's a 100-mile bike ride from through London and Surrey. And it's just an amazing day out. They've closed the streets of London.
I was going to ask if they were going to do that, so you don't get hit by a lorry.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's quite an amazing experience. You're driving through closed. It's not often you'd ever get a chance to do that. It's quite surreal coming out of the Olympic Park and then driving straight onto a dual carriage. It's not driving, cycling onto a dual carriageway. It's a bit, and you can literally cycle anywhere like on that road. So it's amazing.
Wonderful.
And going through some beautiful landmarks.
Yeah.
The support is amazing, and the feeling of, you know, when you drive through cycle through the mall at the end, it's just the best experience. Again, it's 100 miles, plenty of time to train. As I say, the weather's starting to get nice. It's nice to get out on the road, and that's on Sunday, August the 4th. Again, we've got exclusive exclusive places there. Yeah. The ballot results have come out, so if people didn't get a place, come to us and support us. And maybe people who have got a ballot place, we'd love to hear from them. If you'd like to still fundraise for us, we'd love to have you as part of Team SFH. We'd really, you know, appreciate that support.
That 100 mile, how long does it take?
Well, it took me the maximum 8.5 hours for me.
Wow.
But we, I mean, there's so many, so many different, we've got lots of cycling clubs, there's lots of cycling enthusiasts, and it's just a great day out. And again, I wasn't a particularly a cyclist. I just got on my bike and gave it a go. So it really is for everybody.
Yeah.
Really is for everybody. And again, plenty of time to train. So some people love to go for a time, don't they?
Yes.
My aim was just to get that medal at the end.
Well, yeah,
so
I can understand that.
And then the Havering Half Marathon. That's that's an exciting event. It's the first time they've had a marathon in Havering for 25 years.
Uh-huh.
So we're really hoping that's, again, it's all on our catchment area. It's a lovely route through country parks again and closed roads. And that's in October. So it's on October the 6th. So Sunday, October the 6th. So I'm mentioning that now so people really have got plenty of time to train.
Because No excuses.
So it's half a marathon. So it's 13.1 mile, so it's not to be sniffed at. It is still a fair challenge, but there's plenty of time to train and get involved. And again, we've got exclusive places in that. We have a massive fundraising challenge every year. We've got to raise over £8 million every year. That's £21,000 a day. So all these are just some of the ways people can get involved and support us. So we hope that, you know, I know a lot of people locally through Brentwood and the surrounding boroughs have got connections with us or and know about the work we do and the support we provide, who are very much very specialist in end of life care, and we'll just, you know, be grateful if people get involved with us. They can find out more about our services and what we do, because we are much more than what people think. And our website again is sfh.org.uk, and they can also find us on social media,
of course.
Facebook, on Twitter, we're at sfhuk, and on Instagram. So that's a great way to just find out about all the things we've got going on, and some of the amazing volunteers that we have, and some of the amazing patients and families that, you know, involved with us, really. So there's plenty going on, definitely.
I can see that.
Yes.
Enough to keep you busy as well.
Absolutely. So there's always plenty going on. So we really hope people just get involved and support us in any way they can. So
fair
that's
enough.
Brilliant.
All right, Anita, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you, Scott.
Sorry
Lovely.
You had to put up with me, but there you are.
No, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Anyway,
we'll get all of this put up on the website later on.
Fantastic. Thank you.